And now we have to do our little thing where we finally look, we click the button, we're looking at the computer, and then we have to awkwardly look at each other and go, how do we start?
It's like the start of every session.
Except there are no other people involved, just us being awkward.
Uh-huh.
And even though we're already in the room with each other, we were just talking.
But there's a whole audience out there.
Yeah.
Unlike normally when no one listens. Everybody's going to listen just to this, and then they're going to turn this off before the show starts.
Oh, shit. Well, okay. Well, let's get started.
Not
then,
because of this. Just because people are going to be like, guys, did you hear about this little thing that Pork Fried Dice did?
Everyone's going to be so excited.
Right before their episode. Don't listen to anything else. Just listen to this.
But for real.
For real.
So that people don't have to wait 10 hours to get to the part where they wait 10 hours for us to play D&D.
Yes.
Which is when we're playing.
Uh-huh.
They're still waiting.
Yes.
All right, anyway. So the reason that we are doing this little message is because we finally, after...
Over three years.
Oh my gosh. Over 3 years of Pork Fried Dice. We finally, after a couple of fans were like, hey, do you have a Patreon? Do you have anything?
Do you take money? Do you use money?
Yeah. Are you living creatures that have needs and stuff? That's crazy. But we finally set something up, and we actually set up a Ko-fi. And we wanted to let everyone know about it so that people could actually go there and maybe throw us a few bucks. And actually, we started it last week, last Monday, and we had a few donations from some very generous people. So we wanted to thank those people in a special way.
We did.
Yes.
And we do.
And we have it ready to say.
When?
Words. Right now.
Right now?
We're talking.
Right now. Such value. Wow.
Immediate gratification a week later. But yeah, okay, so I guess I'll start by saying one of the first donations was my friend Mary, who has been my friend ever since I was in high school. She is one of the most lovely people in the world, and she's always supported me, and I want to say thank you to her. She'll probably never hear this message, but she's never stopped supporting me, and I really appreciate that. So thank you, Mary.
Another donation came from Miraculous Monty, who's made us laugh with their fan art and who's tried waffles for the first time because Lank Stumpers inspired them.
Yep.
And who's a person of interest in at least 3 ongoing criminal investigations in Tivoli.
That's true. That's an actual fact.
It is.
And then Tibby Taboo, who has melted our minds with her generosity and who is also a fantastic artist. And she was the one who actually put the pressure on us.
At least most recently.
Yes, most recently to start accepting donations. And she's been so positive, like purely positive from the beginning. So thank you, Tibby Taboo.
Then there was Mark, who couldn't, from our horrible singing, play some Monty Python reference, but still supports us anyway. Thank you, Mark. I don't have any more eyes to see the money you gave us, but it doesn't matter because I'm dead anyway.
I miss him. I hope he comes back. He won't. He's dead.
He's dead. I'm dead.
Someone else who supported us was Leslie, who's been here definitely. She might be, honestly, our most long-term fan. She's been incredibly encouraging when we've had to deal with some real online jerk buttholes. We love you, Leslie. And also to Cedric, who is way more good-looking than Eric's shitty art depicted.
We have James, the most patient of real fake contest winners and apparent honorary Wu-Tang Clan members.
You
saw a blimp and you thought of Pork Fried Dice. This still just blows our minds.
It was like a very surreal moment. Greg still talks about that.
Yep.
And then also, the last one on the list, last but not least, of course, but the last thing I have to say is actually a message that is directly from Will to Jerrica Fischoff. Listen, Miss Fischoff, if you think for 1 second that you can throw money at this podcast and it will buy the Fischoff family a place in the Tivoli glitterati, you may be right. Let's talk numbers.
And if you, too, want to buy your family a place in the Tivoli upper echelon...
Yeah, well, we'll have to talk about it. But yeah, throw
money
at
us. If you want to try, what you need to do is you need to go to ko-fi.com/porkfrieddice. That's ko-fi.com/porkfrieddice. And...
Yeah. Every little bit helps, guys. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who supported us and to everyone who talks to us every day and all of that stuff. We love all of you and thank you for listening. I hope you like this episode. Ooh, here it comes.
Ooh.
Hey, I think we'll get sued for that. That's like, they're like a very, that group does not okay. like people that. Oh, it was just your, it was your own original.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Very good. All right. Thank you guys and enjoy.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Can I roll to see if I believe her?
Sure.
Because I am suspicious because of what happened outside the Amber Temple.
Okay.
And I'm suspicious of this place in general.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. That's just a nine.
Just a nine.
Nine.
Just a nine. That's one less than ten.
Yes, it is.
The main thing you're getting
is
she
seems... Well?
Sure.
Because I would be suspicious of her at this point. What is it? Just perception?
Insight.
Insight.
Oh, insight. Insight. Oh, it's still the same. Sorry.
Still nine.
It's
still nine.
12.
12!
This is the last thing I rolled.
That's two more than 10.
And that's all that the additional insight tells me.
I mean, you both think that she seems genuinely sort of disoriented, groggy. You don't see her, like, looking down and to the left or anything like that as she's answering your questions.
The classic.
She's not tugging on the brim of her ball cap as she talks to you or anything
she's
like that.
She's not blinking a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
You blink a lot? Don't do it. That's what liars do. Are you a liar?
He's saying only when he lies.
He's blinking.
So, right. What? I mean, where are we? I'm assuming
Guano
we're in
town.
The castle. That's where the bats brought me down into the roof of one of the spires of Castle Ravenloft. So I'm assuming that's where we are.
Yes, we're in the crypt.
As far as we can tell, yeah.
We're in the crypts. You know what? We've been exploring this whole place. No sign of real Strahd. It's like a haunted house in here.
We have seen a great many illusions.
And a mechanical puppet guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, he waves.
Right there. Yeah.
He waves.
Yeah, he's right here.
See?
Now she knows you're not a liar. That's good.
I was looking up and I wasn't blinking at all.
All right.
Did you interact with? Did she already answer this? Did you interact with Strahd at all?
No, I haven't seen anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trapped in this.
Have you
place.
Seen any illusions?
Any illusions? Not that I'm aware of. I hope that pile of bat poop I was laid upon was an illusion, but it doesn't seem like it was.
So no phantoms, no.
No specters, no
ghasts. No specters. Mm.
No.
Hey, did your mentor have any notes on Ravenloft? We have been all over this place, and like I said, we haven't seen Strahd, and now we're in this crap-filled basement full of dead guys and bats. Wait, they flew away, but poop. So it's real pleasant. Where do we go next?
Oh, and leave? By the way, one of them had me in it, one
right.
of the crypts.
And my siblings.
Bats took you and trapped you in a crypt as well?
No, listen to me.
I'm listening.
There was a crypt with me in it.
Yes, you said that.
But no, there were no... Wait, are you saying that everyone who's in these crypts got here via bat?
I don't know.
Bat messenger?
There are... that she's starting to look around. There are other crypts.
Lots.
And Rafina was in one. How did you get in there?
I wasn't in there. I was in two places, apparently. There was another me that wasn't me. How can I make it clearer? But you clearly know nothing about this.
You asked about Rudolph's notes.
Yes.
He had mentioned something, I think I had told you about this before, about some sort of artifact or something that Strahd was linked to. If you recall, that's why I...
Yep, we already took that note. We defeated that. It was gross.
You found something that...
It was a big, giant heart.
Oh.
Yep. And we killed it. We're so badass.
That's good.
It was amazing. But we really need to...
Well, didn't your note state that you were to find Strahd somewhere? You told me about these cards someone had, that Madame Eva had.
Are you leading us on? Can I roll? Are you just DMing or is she being weirdly leading us on?
You told her about those.
Yes, I know, but she's being all weird. Okay, fine.
I'm trying to draw upon the knowledge that this NPC has.
Okay, yes,
I'm not actually her.
Yes, I have mentioned...
Ah, there's bat poop in my mouth! That's all I can think about! Can we talk about this for 20 more minutes, please?
Fucking bat poop makes me want to have a break for a snack.
Do you actually?
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
Okay. It's a good time for a break.
Cool.
If we don't do it now, it probably would be never, so...
It probably won't happen.
Because robots don't have to eat or use the bathroom, so... I have to be reminded of these things.
All right, three-minute break.
Yes!
Okay.
Break!
See you in a minute.
I only meant for me to have a three-minute break. I didn't mean for everyone else. Because I figured if he had a three-minute break... It would actually be like 10 minutes, and then the rest of us would come back at 10, but I wasn't able to communicate that in front of him. But it backfired.
Does he have a pillow over his eyes again?
No, he's just in the bathroom, but he doesn't have his ukulele, so
oh,
I think
good.
We're okay.
That was going to be my next question. She preempted it.
I made myself a coffee milkshake.
Whoa, nice. I don't know what that is. Just like
it's just coffee milk and ice cream, and I used my little immersion blender to turn it into liquid.
Wow.
So that I would stay awake tonight, and I'm gonna.
I wish I could drink coffee at any... It's so crazy. Like, it shows you how...
It has to be, like, before 6 a.m.
But it shows you how tired I was when, all my kids were, like, little babies. Because now, if I drink a cup of coffee, I'm, like, I have a panic attack. Like, I can't...
Right.
Body can't process the caffeine, but when I was drinking it, you know, when I just started to drink it after I had kids, it was like, oh, look, I can kind of function. Huh?
Yeah, I didn't drink coffee at all until I had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't drink coffee at all until I had to wake up at 4:30 every morning to commute to work.
Yeah. Oh, you drank it back then, too?
That's when I started.
Oh. And Greg, I bet, still does not drink coffee, right?
No coffee.
No coffee. Oh, you get that again.
I needed it.
Oh, okay. For yourself.
Now it's serious.
Okay, it's so serious, you guys.
Guys, you're in the crypts of Castle Ravenloft.
Yeah.
This is a 400-year-old vampire's lair.
Okay.
Can we please check to see if there's any bowing in the walls?
Oh, yeah, Greg won't get that joke.
It's an airplane reference.
No, I won't. It's an airplane reference.
They're trying to buy a house, or they're buying it now.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. But there's like a structural issue with one wall.
Just so that's a little foundational problem with the walls bowing.
It's just one. You've got four.
Exactly.
One's bowing, three, you'll pick up the slack.
It's no problem. It's not like it'll roll down the hill that it's on or anything like that. Okay, sorry.
Squares don't roll.
I forgot to mention it's a tire. They're buying a tire. It's a tire for home.
So it's not so much of a bow as it just is, you know, a tire.
It's going to be fun when it goes. We'll be inside. We'll say, "Whee!" Yay! As it goes down the hill.
Yeah, it's not
great.
A problem. It's a feature.
Okay. That was my fault, sorry.
It worked so well the first time.
I know how to shut her up. I caught her while she was drinking.
All right. Spew the coffee everywhere.
So yes, you've rescued Esmeralda from this guano-filled crypt. Mm. You've also uncovered the body of Lamora. And you are here in the depths of this castle, mm-hmm. of this vampire lord. Mm-hmm. Now that you've all gotten over the shock of uncovering your lost friend, as well as all this poop.
That's definitely what I'm more shocked by.
You may have noticed... HTML. Exactly. You may have noticed already, you're very close to the north side, the north mm-hmm. wall of this room.
Yeah.
Where there was a set of stairs, if you recall, leading down that was blocked by these vertical metal bars. The bars are no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. They bars disappeared? Are gone. That was from when you guys did the switch. I'm sure that's what the sound was that woke the bats. Was
I see.
Opening. Yeah.
So we can see like holes in the ground where they were, or
you can.
We can see.
Yes.
So, okay, so if that's open, do we think all of them are open or just that one?
I'm going to find out. It's completely unnecessary, but I'm going to whistle for Steed.
Yeah.
But I can just tell him, hey, Steed, come on over.
All right. So,
but you want to show up.
Bathwack theatrically whistles. You all feel like you're on an episode of Bonanza.
It's like this.
He's got a turtle
for his little
beak.
Yeah.
How is he supposed to whistle with a beak?
Plus, that's not even where he breathes.
He whistles out of his cloaca. Yay.
So you whistle for Steed to prove
it's like ventriloquism.
We all are a little uncomfortable when we realize what's going on. We're like, wait, who's whistling?
Where is he talking from? So as you're waiting, Lank would also realize that from where you were standing, that noise was definitely not coming just from the north end of this giant cavernous space.
Yeah.
The noise of iron moving on stone, not the noise of the thud.
Correct.
Okay.
You didn't hear the thud. Only Bathwack and
Rusty. That's why clarifying.
The noise you heard
was
the noise that everyone heard, including the bats and the Mexican bat, was the sound of iron on stone.
Okay.
And it was from many directions. And as you realize this, you hear a clip-clop, clip-clop, clip-clop.
Yay!
And Steed comes around the corner right up to you, Bathwack, and nuzzles against you.
Aww.
Yeah, so it looks like at least two of these doors are open, the one in the north and the one in the south. I'm not sure we should go east down those stairs, right? There was some weird field there, right? I'm not sure I saw that, but I know you saw something. There.
Someone did. A couple people did.
I think it was Lank.
At least Lank.
Wait, what is Lank? I'm sorry, I missed that. What did I do?
The main big door in the middle.
Oh,
the ones
that,
on the east wall.
I wanted to get through it, but was unable.
Oh yeah, something happened.
Well, that one was also barred by bars.
Yeah, but inside there was something else. Like, there was something else you saw.
Yeah, down on a landing, there was...
Well, let's head over there. Let's stick together.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was thinking that, I mean, if... I don't know, maybe it's a trap or something.
Well, like, this whole thing is a trap.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's a trap!
Here in a carriage. Like, we knew, getting into the carriage, that we were going to be trapped. And when we got here and we were trapped, we were like, hey... Look at how smart we are.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're in a trap.
I'm fine with going right in the front door, but I'm also curious which off to the north and south.
I know. Because
I know
we're
Steed...
right here at the north door. Do we want to look through the north door?
Yeah, I mean, we're here. You know, let's die here. I might as well.
And just as a reminder, first off, what form is Bernard in at this point? Is he still a Saint Bernard? Saint Bernard?
Oh, crap. I have it written down.
I think he's a dog. That's his icon in our map.
Okay.
Is a dog.
Then it says Bernard currently bear.
I think you changed him.
Okay.
For some reason.
I'll
to
agree.
Fit through the hole, maybe? That Lank made in that wall coming down to the crypts? And then, Rafina, don't forget that, Is Rafina even there?
Rafina? Hello?
Sorry. You look like you were playing the game. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Man, what a librarian.
My oven timer dinged, so I had to go get it. I'm sorry!
I was reminding you that you have a companion you had picked up. This was not gone over in my well-thought-out recap. This skeleton cat.
Right!
I just wanted to
yes!
remind you of that.
Yay!
And it's still following close at your heels. Okay. Bathwack has two followers now.
Yeah.
His green horse and Captain Clockface.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, he likes Bathwack.
As he is affectionately known.
So do we want to look through this north door?
Yeah, let's take a glance through the north door here.
Can we see in there at all now that we can reach a little further at least?
I mean, you can see down the stairs. It looks like they lead down to, it looks like it opens out into maybe a room down below. The steepness of the stairs and the ceiling is such that you'd have to go down to really see in there. It is dark, so you'd also, if you can't see in the dark, you'd need a light source, too.
Do we want to go check out the main one just because it's the main one? And what is this blue stuff that, to weigh our options, just do that quickly, go around to the doors? I don't know. Like, if we can't see anything, what do you guys think?
Well, if we're not going to run into the same problems that Link ran into, I guess we could.
And well, Link's problem was that there were iron bars blocking
the
way.
There are bars, yeah. Right, and that's not
so
the problem.
I can move ahead a bit and see what my dark vision sees.
Oh, you're going to go on the north one?
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah. It's close. I'll go right behind Link.
Good enough.
Okay. So you start to head down the stairs, and as you get to the bottom, a large room sort of opens up before you.
Ooh.
This is a special, looks like, sort of dedicated crypt.
Mm.
A tomb, you may want to refer to it as. Mm. This room is coated in white marble, basically.
Mm.
There's a raised platform in the center upon which lies an intricately laid coffin.
Mm.
There are three alcoves in the north wall of this room, behind the coffin. Each one holds a beautifully carved statue. In the center alcove, there is a stunning young man, and on either side, he is flanked by an angel in the other two alcoves.
A stunning young man.
Mm-hmm.
Not Strahd. Oh, I'm not there. I'm sorry. I shouldn't ask that.
Well, you can ask that out of character.
Well,
it's not Strahd. And, but I would say the most interesting thing about this room is that draped over the coffin, from behind it, is a figure in a dark cloak, and they appear to be, it's noiseless, but they appear to be sobbing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
In motion, or
in motion.
Statue.
Not a statue.
Oh, it's a legit person. Is
mm-hmm.
that a broom there on the left?
If you look to your left, that is actually a lever.
Hmm.
Oh. Does that not look like a broom?
It looks like a broom.
Yeah.
I would say that looks like a broom. But lever's more interesting. Are Bathwack and I are the only ones who went down the stairs?
I think we're following, though, right? We're sticking together as a group?
Ugh, how far can I fly as I go down there?
You could stick to the ceiling of the staircase. You still have to kind of go downwards.
If I can see that they're alive, I'll kind of fly down and hit a stair and walk down the rest of the stairs.
What is Esmeralda doing?
She's following along.
She's able to walk okay, right?
Yep. And Nick whispers, "Who is that?"
I have all the same information you have,
can
Nick.
Do we recognize that person at all? We
you
can't see their face.
You can't see
crying,
their face,
right?
Yep.
We don't recognize their scalp.
Are you like...
No, I'm sorry. I have like dust in my throat or something.
It's probably guano.
It's from out of
character. In character, Lang's like...
Much better.
Oh, well, you know, you only live once. Hello? Says Lang.
All right, your voice reverberates across this empty, marble-laden tomb. And The figure stops, and suddenly their head lifts up violently and looks at you.
Oh god, creepy.
And you all find yourself staring into the... It's a face of abject, like, despair.
Oh, no.
And sadness and misery. Mm. It is the face of Strahd von Zarovich.
What?
Whoa. I thought
what?
It was a woman.
He's got that before.
Didn't you say it was a woman, or did I... Was
I didn't. You okay, I thought... sexist piece of shit. You saw someone sobbing over a coffin.
He probably thinks it was a librarian.
Well, they
no,
all
a
women,
librarian
right?
would have been more boring about it.
Hey, but the figure was silently crying, so maybe it was a librarian. We don't know yet.
And then
maybe...
Strahd says...
I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, he does not look so hot. He his eyes are
okay,
red.
Very first question: is he real?
He does not appear to be an illusion.
What?
Okay, I'm going to report that this is not an illusion.
What? I don't believe you. Everything is an illusion in here.
You see,
Lang throws a fork into Will's face.
I disappear.
Lank kicks his feet up in his bed in Vallaki and just grins. I mean, Lank. Will does, not Lank.
I thought you were saying it was all Lank's dream.
Throw a fork into Will's face and I wake up.
I had you such a nice it. Dream.
Yeah, there's tears streaming down his face. They're pink tinged tears.
Ooh, blood.
His hair is standing out. Looks like a clump is missing.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
And he just stares at you with these sort of wild, like I said, despairing eyes.
Oh, this is sad. Except he's a jerk.
He says, "You.
Ugh.
What are you doing here?
What?"
What? Okay,
well,
wait.
As it happens, we're looking for you.
Yeah, you invited us.
Wait, can I ask a question out of character? Remind me if we found a crypt for his henchman person.
Rahadin?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. Rahadin. No, okay, we didn't. Okay. Continue.
Mm. I didn't invite you down here! What? Why would you just leave me alone?
Strahd, what is going on? Why are you crying?
Why aren't you killing us?
Yeah.
He stands up and sort of straightens himself and tends to his clothing. He's all rumpled. Mm. He's trying to, you know, tuck his shirt back in, that kind of thing, you know. Mm. Set himself to rights, and he stands still behind the coffin. The coffin's between you and he. And he says, "Be gone from here! You do not belong here!"
We'd love to, but we have unfinished business.
You have no business here!
Who's tormenting you?
I don't have to answer to you! Why are you...
Would you like some of your soup? I hold out my water skin and shake it. There's still some left!
I'm confused.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a few steps into the room. I just want to see what Strahd does.
Lang's going to mirror on the other side.
I'm going to ask my cat skeleton to go closer to Strahd. Will she do it? She or he? Will she approach him?
You ask that, and the cat trots obediently down the stairs and into the room.
Does she go all the way up to Strahd?
Starts to.
Okay. Is he gonna, like, drop a rock on her? Like my first cat?
Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything to your cat.
From where I'm standing, can I read anything on the tomb?
Yes. Chiseled into the front of the slab is a name. Sergei von Zarovich.
Whoa! His Sergei. Brother.
His brother.
He's I thought they didn't like each other.
Right.
Well, it was all because of the girlfriend.
But still, didn't they dislike each other?
He says, "Where is Tatiana? Is she with you?"
What?
Yana.
No, sir. No. I almost called him Sergey. No.
Sergey.
Don't you remember?
Oh.
When we saw you at the lake?
Ah. Sorry, say that again. I didn't realize this was not a blueberry thing.
What?
What?
That's in character.
I thought he was upset over blueberry strudel.
Like, looks over at Bathwick thinking he's talking in code or something. Got a Sara Lee muffin that he's unwrapping.
Okay, don't you remember at the lake, Strahd? You were at the lake.
Yes, that was the last place I saw her. Where have you? Where is she? What have you done with her?
She's totally safe. Don't even worry about it.
Where is she?
Listen, she doesn't want you to know. She's safe and in a secret place.
Well...
What? What? What, Rafina?
Opstay, oking tay.
I speak pig Latin. I'm 400 years old.
Shoot. He probably
invented
it. Well,
all of our plants.
We don't know. We don't have her. She did an unexpected thing, and she's out of our realm.
Then get out of here! I told you to leave. He takes a step backwards.
Why did you invite us
didn't
here?
Didn't she go to meet Sergey?
Are you asking out of character?
Yeah. Are you out of character?
Well, I was actually. Bathek was turning around back to look at Will.
Oh.
And he said this.
Yeah. But she's totally safe. Remember?
Lank is addressing Strahd. Did you invite us here?
Not down here! This is not where you belong!
Okay, listen, though.
Wait. You invited us here to dinner. It wasn't you who had us at dinner. We've been wandering around the castle, and now you're here, and you don't want us here.
You weren't supposed to find your way down here! And as he says this, he reaches up and he yanks out a clump of hair.
What
the? From the back of his head.
That's not good for your follicles.
You notice that in the meantime, between when you came down here and when he did this, the clump that you saw missing is growing back.
Mm. Does your brother by any chance resemble you?
He turns back and glances at the statue in the center alcove. And then and looks back and says, I don't know. I assume so. What? Leave me be!
Doesn't he hate Sergey?
Yeah, that's what we've heard.
That's what I was saying.
But you clearly wanted us to come and fight you and stuff. You can't expect adventurers to come to your castle and not find the crypt. That's obviously where a vampire's gonna sleep. Strahd.
I'm going to continue.
Is this some kind of game? Like, you're pretending to be this upset about us being down here? You specifically invited us here.
Did you set up the pretend Strahd puppet from the ceiling that flew down at us?
This is a place that is sacred to me and my family.
Strahd, I'm sorry, we didn't know.
This is my brother's crypt. I ask you to respect it.
Wait, you respect all the places in Barovia where other people die and stuff, right? All the respect.
Or respect us just dragging us here?
Right. We definitely owe you lots of respect, right?
How about all the people in your dungeon?
Yeah, we just found a friend of ours buried in batshit.
Yeah.
And we found me buried when I was also not buried.
Are any of you Von Zaroviches?
No.
No! You do not deserve respect.
Yuck.
Tatiana isn't a Von Zarovich.
She will be!
No, she won't.
Yes, she will!
Oh, man. I think we all thought he was really scary, but Bathwack, I think it's maybe time to kill this guy, right? Come on, Bathwack.
No! Will, for heaven's sake.
But...
We would need either answers. We're not leaving the crypt. We're not leaving the crypt. We have found you after all this time, and you're behaving strangely.
Right.
And we don't know what we're supposed to do.
I want to go home.
Yeah.
We all want to leave.
And the only way out is through you.
Right.
So why did you bring us here?
He grins broadly.
Why did you bring us here, Strahd? Why?
You think there's a way out? There's no way out. Barovia is all. This is everything. This is your world now.
Yeah,
this
now.
This is the world.
Which implies that then there was another world.
Mm-hmm. There was, but not anymore.
What happened?
I took it from you. You are now mine.
Strahd, do you feel stuck here? You're stuck, aren't you?
He stares at you, Rafina, and his eyes just flash. He's got a grin, but it's more of a like a mad dog
toothy
grin more than anything. Not a. There's no humor in it at all. He doesn't say anything to that.
So, would you like to get out of here? You don't. You obviously are not happy. You're like absolutely miserable.
How can I be happier? This is my land. All is under my thrall.
Except that you don't have the woman you love.
I will!
No, you won't.
She's here and she is mine.
She is not here. She is safe in
she's
a com-
a lake.
Oh.
We met a woman upstairs, trying to divert from the lake comments.
Right.
We met a woman upstairs who seems to think that she's going to marry you.
He, tilts his head back and just roars laughter at the ceiling. That's pathetic, isn't it?
Yep.
She comes sprinting in like, how dare you, you broke my heart!
I really, this is such confusing. I'm going to approach even more. So I must be within, I'm within 10 feet of Strahd now.
Yeah, he's trying to keep sort of a distance from you, it seems to be. He's backing up. He's more closer to the statue at this point than you guys are. Listeners can't see the map. The Bathwack and Lank are sort of even with the coffin in the center of the room, and Strahd has more backed up closer to the statue near the back of the room.
Mm. What about Rahadin?
He's a loyal man.
Oh yeah?
What? Why are you?
Where
what?
Is he? We ran into him, and then he kind of disappeared after he fell from a certain height. Tell me more about Rahadin.
Rahadin, he's loyal to the Von Zaroviches. My father, he was his right. Why am I answering you?
Yikes! He needs a nap, you guys.
Doesn't matter. Rahadin is dead.
All the while, tears are still just streaming down his face.
Yikes.
Through all of this.
It pains me, Strahd, because I know you're in pain. And you're evil, but I don't like to see you in pain. Unless we caused it because you were evil. And that's not what it is. So, what do you need?
What do you know? What do you know about the needs of one such as I?
I don't, that's why I asked.
You wouldn't even comprehend. Also, I've asked, I've made a request of you, and you have denied me time and again.
Yeah, because that's not our
but we don't
request
have,
to give.
We like, don't have Tatiana, we don't have her.
Right, it's and she's not, you. We can't just give you a person.
You know where she is.
She abandoned us. You can have the lake. It's already yours, it's part of your kingdom, right?
What's
true?
Lake, what... What riddles do you speak in?
Well, okay, here's the unexpected thing that she did. She waved goodbye, and then we didn't see her anymore. So we presume that she has made her living in an island that we probably can't see in the middle of the lake. Let me try this again.
Wait, what?
She's sunk into the lake, right?
Hush!
Lank and Strahd have the same look on their face. Complete bewilderment.
I don't want to think that you're...
But you are already halfway to, like, saying, no, she's out of our reach. She's out of everyone's reach, but she's on an island and totally within reach.
The statue behind Strahd is scratching its head.
Well, like, wait a second, Strahd. You were there. You saw Sergei's hand. Now tell me why you were so mad at Sergei there, and here you are crying over his crypt. Or his coffin.
It's my brother! My long-lost brother!
Long lost.
Did you see mean, like, his hand in the lake?
You did. You talked to it.
Yes, he stole her from me.
But as far as we've heard, he kind of like had her before you. It wasn't like a steal so much as you wanted to steal her. That's not the same thing. You can't just like reverse operations like that and be like,
He knew I loved her. He stepped in and stole her from me.
I'm approaching another 5 feet around the edge of the pedestal.
He has very little room left to back up, and he turns his gaze to you, Bathwack, and he says, "Stand back! Stand back! I warn you."
I feel like he doesn't have any powers, you guys.
The time for warnings is over.
Strahd.
Either kill us or let us go.
Oh, that's not the ultimatum I was hoping you were going to make.
I think what Lang means is send us back, right?
Yeah, that would be
great. Send us back.
There is no back.
We want to rid this land of the curse, but we don't know what the curse is.
Curse?
Though we assumed it was you.
No offense.
The curse of this land. This land is perfect. This is everything I've wanted it to be. This is what my father imagined when he...
But wait a second.
We're now ankle deep in your tears, dude.
Yeah, this land is miserable and beets. That's what your land is. Miserable
and guano.
Beets. And also guano, which we've just discovered. So miserable, beets, guano. That's what you
what you're hoarding for yourself.
Right. You don't want anyone to come touch your guano. What's going on? This does not seem like the ideal place. So,
well, you best get used to it. This is all you'll ever know.
Is he drunk?
Yeah, I know.
What's that? What you say? Here's your little lady. Yeah, speak up.
Why did you bring Esmeralda here?
Why did you bring us here? Were you trying to kill us?
No, the Esmeralda question's a good one.
I brought you all here! You all here
to... the castle!
I brought you all here, didn't I?
Oh my god, you guys, he's crazy! Just kill him already, he's miserable!
Mine's stepping in closer. This is... It's time, one way or another.
Yeah.
Can I try to... I'm going to try to remove curse.
I'm walking another pace, and I'm drawing my sword, but I'm not attacking yet.
Okay. Remove curse.
It's not gonna
I think
do anything.
Is it a touch range on remove
yes,
curse?
So
I think
I need
you have to, be up to
it
you have
is
to touch him.
Touch, yeah.
You got it right
yep,
there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I've got to scoot.
Jump up on top of the coffin. I'm sure he won't mind.
I'm just gonna leap right over it. I'm respecting it. Woo! No, I'm gonna. Oh, can you please scoot me over there?
It's okay.
Where are you going?
Okay. I'm just approaching him.
You go around the coffin.
Yeah. I'm not gonna climb it. I sit down at his feet and I touch his foot.
Aww.
He just stares down at you, and though he's still crying, it's just this look of just utter haughty disdain.
Which is unsafe, so Lank is moving in a little bit more. My weapon's already been out.
Mm-hmm. And you cast Remove Curse?
I do.
Okay. Nothing seems to happen, at least. There's nothing visibly or anything.
Yep,
he doesn't expected. Breathe a sigh of relief and go, ah, that's better. Hi, guys.
We won the game, guys. Yeah.
Whew, sorry about that. That was a little... I'm a little hungry. Do you guys... Does anybody have a Snickers?
You're not you when you're hungry, Strahd.
Hangry Strahd.
But instead of chucking him on the shoulder, I put my axe through his forehead.
What do you think you're doing?
I was hoping I could help your foot.
My foot is just fine.
It
now
is.
It's a little perfect. Dirtier now.
Well, possibly. I mean, I haven't washed my hands in a while, it's true. But I was just trying to help. Are you sure you don't want some soup?
Get out.
Okay, guys.
Strahd, how does this end? I raise my sword.
It ends when I say it ends.
It doesn't sound like you can end anything. You're all trapped in this land, miserable. I'm trying to egg him on.
I can tell.
You don't say.
He smirks a little bit at this, and to you, Will, he says, I will say I admire the arrogance.
Yes!
The sort of frayed edges of his voice have seemed to be smoothed over.
Oh.
He's talking to you much more calmly and composed than he was before, though he's still crying profusely.
Strahd, didn't expect to find you here. What's down the main hallway? And in this state?
Where to expect to find me?
Well,
subhuman.
Whoa.
I don't think he claims to be any human.
Yeah.
Nice try, Strahd. You'll have to work harder to insult this guy.
Yeah, call him Yar Jarrett. Okay? Try that.
Bathwack laughs at this and takes another step forward.
Ooh, he thinks it's funny.
He likes a good pirate joke. Strahd's basically backed against this statue.
Can I pull out the crown that I have? His crown?
Hmm.
And just kind of twirl it around my finger? Oh, okay. I'm going to get killed, you guys.
A second later, Will is ash.
He seems to be very focused on Strahd and Bathwack, who are now very close.
Strahd is focused on
Lank and Bathwack.
Okay.
Who are very close to him. You don't think he's ignoring you? You don't know if he's noticed you.
Okay.
Doing that.
I mean...
Strahd... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go.
Do you want to die?
It seems like you do.
Oh, Strahd, this guy is gonna kill you! He is huge!
He looks at Will when he says that, and he sees... Are you still...
Yeah.
Do you still have the crown out?
Uh-huh.
And he says, oh, nice trinket you found there.
Oh, man, you call your own crown a trinket? I figure this was yours, huh? No?
It's my father's.
Oh. Mm. Did you like your father?
Does anyone...
Oh, I didn't, but, I mean, you don't care if somebody wears this crown? Like, if I give it to Bathwack and he wants to be King of Barovia, or, like, that kind of thing, you don't care?
He says, Will, you and I, do we actually have some things in common?
What? Gross! No!
And he starts walking forward between Lank and Bathwack.
Uh-oh.
I think that's about time. Lank's going to take a swing.
All right. Lank takes a swing. How about everybody roll initiative?
Ooh.
11. So one less than my two 12s.
19.
Ah, okay. 17 plus 3 is 20.
18.
Ah, I don't want to go first.
You don't have to, remember.
All right. Is it me who goes first, or what does Nick and What's-Her-Face have?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Can't believe I was just so sure that, like, there are these giant stairs going off to the east. It's like such this grand entrance. I'm like, I'm not going there. That's the last place I'm going to go if I'm going to.
We don't know. Eric might have just decided to pull Strahd out of wherever
And then we go in here, and there he is. I'm like, oh crap!
I'm just telling what the truth is. I'm not making decisions.
The grand
central staircase would have taken us back to our own lands.
You know, like the way home.
I know.
Yeah, it's the stairs to Tivoli.
Tragic.
All right. So, Rafina, it would be your your go. You see Lank, as Strahd steps past him, you see Lank raising his... What weapon do you have out, Lank? What are you wielding
my
right
holy
now?
Holy axe.
Holy axe.
All right, so I pull up my Cloak of Elvenkind.
Okay.
It takes an action.
Got it.
I'm pulling it up. What?
I'm putting it over my head.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And I guess I am already so close to him, I don't need to move.
All right. So you just pull your cloak up over your head.
In preparation for...
the splatter.
Yes, exactly.
And then it is Will's turn. You see the same thing. You see Strahd. Looks like he's maybe he's keeping eye contact with you, okay. Will. And he's starting to make his way towards you. You're still at the base of the stairs.
Okay. And he said, do we have some things in common?
Yeah.
And I say, well, maybe, but, you know, I'm like a self-made man. I didn't inherit a kingdom from my daddy. My cloaks aren't as ridiculous as this one that I'm fucking wearing right now, so I guess they are.
Okay, and you say this, are you taking any actions on
your turn? No, I'm really nervous, but I'm trying to talk my way to psych him out so that the big people behind him can...
All right.
I don't know, maybe if there's a spell that I can cast? To, like, I don't have, like, any intimidating spells, that's the problem. I'm trying to basically, you know, just psych him out.
Distract him, at least.
Because there's other people here that are way going to kill him faster than me. Okay. I'm trying to psych him out, that's why I'm just kind of insulting him.
I see.
Sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
That's what he would do.
Is that too much?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. So, at this point, Strahd says, you put up a lot of bluster, but I think you might really see that you can see a lot of yourself in me.
No.
Will.
False.
And suddenly he's 20 feet away.
It's
in a blink of an eye. He's closer to you by about 20 feet.
Oh, scary.
And it looks like he's still walking at the same speed. You don't see him dashing.
This. He goes super fast, but just walks, yeah.
And then it is Bathwack's turn.
So he's just walking, and he's striding toward Will?
He's making his way there. He doesn't seem to be aside from the fact he just moved supernaturally fast, he doesn't seem to be in too much of a hurry.
Alright, he seems like he's leaving. Well, I'm gonna... Yeah, okay, so...
And you also saw Lank ready, about to strike, basically. You think he would've if Strahd didn't move so quickly.
Right. Alright, if I do anything, then I can't ready actions, right?
Right, I mean, if you use an action, you can also ready another. You can ready a bonus action if you have one available, for example, or you can take a bonus action and ready a regular action, or you can ready a move, or, you know. But basically, you're readying an action means taking your action from that turn, whatever it might be, and choosing to spend it based on a trigger at a later point.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't increase the number of things you get to do.
I mean, what I'm wondering is, could I... Oh, man, I just have no idea what Strahd's going to do.
You could also just delay.
I could delay, but...
I see them delaying, and I'm like, oh my god, this isn't going to work! They're not going to attack! I'm going to die!
Okay, it's fine. I'm going to delay. So Bathwick, he just looks like he... He just takes a beat to get ready.
We work so well together.
He also reaches his shield hand. He lifts it higher than normal up toward the edge of his cloak.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. And then it is...
Everyone's like, let's see if he just kills Will. And then... we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Sort of gauge the room.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll turn around and be our friend, you know? Will's annoying, so...
So wait, what happened when Link took a swing?
He didn't get to yet.
Oh, okay. I thought he did, but no.
Everybody's on edge, and they saw Link ready to swing and
gotcha.
Reacted.
The tension had hit the point.
But speaking of which, it is Link's turn.
So now my target's 20 feet away.
You could get to him, and strike if you chose to, even on your short, dwarfy legs.
Well, that is a bit of a conundrum. Is everybody on the map where they actually are?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I... So Bathwack has readied an action but isn't moving.
He's just delaying, it sounded like.
Yeah, I'm just delaying. I'll do something in a minute.
So he can jump in and take his turn after you, or after Nick, or after Esmeralda.
If I get to here, can I still ready an action?
Yeah. You could, that's just your move, even a partial move. You could move further. But yeah, you could move there and ready something.
I'm ready to hit again, but I'm not going to swing at the empty air. I want to see how this is playing out.
Got it. So you're kind of in the path where Strahd would go if he were to move further towards Will. And if he gets in range, you're going to swing at him.
Yep.
Okay. It is Nick's turn, and he's going to move to the bottom of the stairs with his rapier out and turn with his sort of his back towards you, Will.
Aww,
facing
Nick.
Out towards,
oh, Nick, you're going to die, Nick!
Towards Strahd.
Oh, Nick, oh, Nick.
Oh, no, no.
And Esmeralda is going to actually mirror this.
Oh, my God.
They're both going to stand.
Oh, jeez. All the NPCs at
between,
once, man.
Thanks, guys!
Between Will and Strahd, sort of silently just staring down Strahd. And then it's Rafina's turn.
All right. This bow has your name on it.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I pull out my oath bow.
Let me hit him. Let me hit him. Let me hit him. Let me hit him. Let me hit him.
Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. But in Elven.
How cute. All right, so.
Vasva. 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 It's me making up Elven.
Sweet. It's just a FAFSA loan application.
That's pretty good. I just rolled a whopping 12.
Oh, you're firing at him.
Yeah, of course.
Whoa. So 12 total?
You were just polishing his shoes a minute ago.
Yeah, but he was really rude to her. He was mean to her. She tried to help and he was like, fuck you, you dirty halfling.
Well,
now
I've got a feeling this
shoot
is
him
gonna
with a bow.
This is going to shoot hit the ceiling. I mean,
was it a 12 after?
It was a 5 plus 7.
Okay, got it. All right, there is a twang as this crossbow bolt is loosed, and it shoots at Strahd, and it just thuds off of him.
Whoa!
Well, what was the good of me carrying this around, man? All right,
I can do it next time. I can do it next time. Aww. I can do it next time. Okay.
I'm not moving.
And you're not going to move. Okay. And he doesn't even really look at you when that happens.
Yeah.
Rafina. Mm. And it's Will's turn.
It's my turn?
Yes.
Well, everyone got in front of me, and he's still staring at me. God, this is scary. Nobody's doing anything. I think Will's...
But I did something!
Oh, yeah, you did. Sorry. But it didn't work.
Is incensed.
I think Will just, he always thinks of Bathwack and Lank as the heavy hitters, and he's like, they're not doing anything, but I think that they're gonna be good enough to fucking kill this guy, so I gotta distract him more. And can I ready an action? Like,
you can't.
I just don't know, like, because he's after me, right? Technically his term? Term.
Yes, his turn is after yours.
Okay.
Meta.
I mean, like, what I'm trying to do is, like, decide whether I don't think I would attack him yet, because I am curious about why he's walking up to me and everyone else is not attacking and they are the ones that are going to kill him. Like, Will does not have confidence that he is going to do anything.
Uh-huh.
So I think he's gonna slowly just reach up and put the crown on his own head and be like, what do you say to your daddy? Just kidding. yeah. I mean, like...
Strahd, I am your father.
I mean, just might work.
He's gonna be like, I don't know, does it look good on me? Like, What other things do we have in common if you think we have so much in common?
Okay. And are you readying an action, too? Like you said,
can
that,
I?
Like...
So I can't. So if he comes and touches me, I can do something.
Yeah,
okay.
if you tell me the trigger
well,
and
I
what
would
you
like
would
to,
do.
If he touches me, I want to cast Shocking Grasp.
Okay.
It's not a big one, but It's at least something that I can do that I'm readying,
Understood.
Girding my loins to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that where it emanates from?
Just so I know. comes from
I need to know, yeah.
Right.
Docking.
I was waiting for it.
Okay.
All right. And it is Strahd's turn. And he,
he's gonna kill me.
He's walking. He's, no, he keeps walking, Ruffini. He doesn't walk any closer to you. And, he says, it looks okay, Will. I mean, maybe not quite as gaudy as you might be used to.
Ew! What? How dare
and
you?
So, he does move within range of you, Lank.
Okay.
So you can swing if you will, but it looks like he's not, like, trying to push through Esmeralda and Nick. He's actually kind of walking past them, sort of between you and them.
Whoa.
Toward the lever.
Oh, that lever.
Taking a swing.
Oh, no.
Okay. Go ahead and take your swing.
What the hell is that lever going
to
do?
That is a 24 to hit.
Okay, that definitely hits.
And he's, I got to remind myself, he's a vampire, so undead.
He is undead.
Okay, this is the normal damage. Is 3. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, that was 6. And then 10 radiant. So 16 total.
Okay. You reach back, and as he walks, you know, next to you, you reach back and you thud this holy axe down into his shoulder. Blood sort of spurts out from the point at which you thud him in. He's not wearing any armor.
Oh.
So it you with enough force you're able to push it through into his flesh.
Ooh.
Blood sprays out and a flash of bright sort of you would think almost holy light sprays out and seems to sort of singe the wound.
Oh.
And you could see him like he like takes like kind of a half step with it. Like, as it sinks into him, and almost grits his teeth, like, if you're paying attention, which I'm assuming you all are, he doesn't shout out in pain or anything, but you can tell he feels it, and he keeps walking over to the lever, and he pulls it down with such force that it snaps off.
Oh, great.
And the portcullis behind Will slams down.
Uh-oh.
The bars sink down into the...
That's precisely what I was trying to keep him from doing.
Trapped!
Like, more trapped.
Yeah, even more trapped.
And he turns around, and he just smiles at all of you.
Ugh.
And, we're going to pick up there next time on Pride Dice.
It's only 11:11. We could go for another 2 hours.
Meantime, wait. Maybe in the meantime, while we wait around for the next episode to record, the wound will fester and he'll die.
Probably.
There you go. Yes.
That's probably what will
happen. Worth hoping for, yes.
Oh my
gosh. We all get on next week. He's like, you won. The game's over.
We just had to wait for the infection.
He got gangrene.
Listen, guys, I took a clinic on storytelling, and I think this is the best way to make that for this to go, for it to feel satisfying for all of you. Oh, you found Strahd.
We did.
That's pretty exciting.
We were not expecting to.
I was not expecting that either.
I have no idea what's going on with him.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
He's nuts, guys.
He really is.
I thought for sure I would just want to kill him.
Right,
just
yeah.
Immediately.
I still pretty much want to kill him.
Right, and
I don't trust
myself.
These crocodile tears. He's either screwed with us or he's insane.
Yes, I think he's insane.
There's definitely stuff going on that we don't have answers to. And I don't want him to die without us getting those answers. But maybe one of the angels will come to life and tell us everything after he's dead.
Yeah.
Or after we're dead in the crypt, the bats will come and tell us.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Oh, like a little chorus?
Yeah, it'll be a Greek chorus of bats.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe...
chirping in their Mexican dialect.
Yeah, Will will go around and start killing all the bats and then speaking with dead with each of them, trying to figure out what they knew. But they only
definitely
speak
efficient.
Spanish, so nobody understands it.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.